We use the term basic causes to include contributing factors and latent conditions. Now, here are a few final notes. Basic causes identified in the rightmost boxes of a fault tree do not, in general, make failure inevitable. To be useful, basic causes should be actionable. Addressing the basic causes identified with a fault tree should reduce the occurrence O value in accompanying failure modes and effects analysis. Incorporating quality control into a fault tree should reduce the detectability or D value in the accompanying failure modes and effects analysis. Always be aware that changing processes, including QC, has the potential to introduce other sources of error. The last bullet is important. We should always be aware that changes in organizational factors or quality control could make things worse. So caution is required.